disciple when he sent for me. It doesn't matter what anyone was born to be, but your life is pointless unless it sets you free. So won't you set me free? Set me free. It was at the fountain where water gathered, we had found Roman signs on the paths behind. But to my spiritual brother, I remain spiritually blind until my Venetian blinds was left behind. set me free, Lord, set me free.
Entering the charts at number 5 is U.S. Girls with In a Poem Unlimited. I love Meg Remy. I think that she's a really skillful storyteller. And this is her 6th album, 2nd album since she signed with 4AD. It's great. Heavy disco, alternative hip-hop influences. And then it's also thematically heavy, but super danceable. Danceable political pop, Aaron.
Do you have a song you want to hear on this record?
I think Poem. I would like to hear Poem.
From U.S. Girls and A Poem Unlimited on Royal Mountain Records. And following that will be number 4 on the chart, stalling at 4 from Drag City. It's Ty Segall with Freedom's Goblin. I want to give you the same one from last week, Main Pretender, because that was just such a funky song. Is that okay with you, Aaron?
Absolutely.
U.S. Girls and Ty Segall on the Earshot 20s, number 5 and 4.
We all know what's all alone. You got your body, you got your tears. You keep on saying that I owe you all my years.
Appearing on the charts at number 3, out of nowhere, is Ott with their album Room Inside the World. I really like Ott. Ott's Canadian, obviously. Post-punk from Montreal. They started maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I guess this album's actually a little bit different than their past albums, but I think that has a lot to do with they worked with this French producer and engineer, Nicolas Vergne. Do you know him?
I'm not familiar.
He has done a lot of work with people that you will be familiar with, like Animal Collective and Deer Hunter and Fiery Furnaces and Dirty Projectors and Wild Nothing and The War on Drugs.
You know how old I am. Fiery Furnaces? Come on.
Yeah. The guy is so prolific and has a distinct influence, and so I think that shows on this album, and it's great. It's a great sort of, it's a good departure for Ott.
I thought of it as like kind of a new wavy album, more Ian Curtis vocally, less of a post-rock vibe, but everybody here in town, everybody in the mainland has been champing at the bit trying to get to this new Ott album, Room Inside the World, and it's on Royal Mountain Records, a record label that is quickly vaulting up the all-time Earshot top 50 chart list. I don't know if you've noticed that, Aaron.
I don't know anything about Royal Mountain.
The guy's from Colorado.
Oh, so yeah. From Ottawa.
Yeah, well, I think it's Montreal-based right now, but yeah. Yeah, primarily, the Colorado is an Ottawa-based band, and they're running Royal Mountain, and it had all sorts of releases over this past year, obviously Always and Pup and Mac DeMarco was released in Canada on Royal Mountain, was it not?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't know.
Pretty sure. But who knows? Okay. Yeah? Yeah. Milk and Bone after Ott, though, with Deception Bay. They were number 1 last week. They are number 2 this week. And Aaron, as a result of us featuring them on the Earshot 20, UFV's campus community newspaper, The Cascade did a feature on the new album from Milk and Bone, Deception Bay. We're trendsetting, Aaron, every week. Trendsetting. Setting the trends.
I knew it. I featured an interview with one half of Milk and Bone on my radio show this week with Kimmy Polequin.
Was that before or after we recorded the show?
Oh, after. It was yesterday.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Synergies.
Mm-hmm. I didn't conduct the interview, but it was another program called Apartment 613 live on CHUO. Josh had shared his interview. So it was really nice to hear a little bit more, learn a little bit more about them.
Ought and then Milk and Bone, numbers 3 and 2 on the Earshot chart. Since Milk and Bone's falling down to 2 from 1, it means we have a new number 1. Stick around and find out who it is on the Earshot 20.